do you know? The dead org is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred. No time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow. But we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the scenario. We are back. We are back. What's going on, my man, Matt?
We still hear it, man. Like, yeah, we never left.
I know.
You hear me?
Yeah. Hey, people are trying to chime in and hold, have our back on the Stacey. This Stacey Dash thing is getting extended and, to the Twitter sphere and emails, man.
This thing is going to take on a life.
No, really.
This is going to be like an outcast comeback tour.
It's three emails from about the Stacey Dash thing alone.
Do we ever really want to address this? We can just forever, like, just speak to this and let people weigh in. Like,
yeah, I think it's be an ongoing thing.
We'll do that for, like, the year-end show. All right, well, now we're ready to address the Stacey Dash scenario.
This one is from Lindsay. She says, what's going on, crew? I wanted to chime in on this Stacey Dash thing.
Okay.
I can't front. I hate that bitch. But she fine, and I'm a girl to be saying that. I don't know what the fuck the listener said that you all were talking to. Fuck that bitch, like I said, but she bad. Love the show as always. Keep them coming. Peace.
That was aggressive.
Yeah.
I believe you, Stacey. That's Stacey, right?
Yep,
Stacey. I believe you, Stacey. I truly think you don't like that chick.
But she's bad enough for you to put that to the side and be like, she's still bad, though.
No, but you know what, though? Chicks will hate a chick, but still give them their props. I give women that. I'm not giving a dude props.
If I don't like you on
And, like, women don't understand that exactly. Like, they don't quite get, like, why can't you just say that guy is handsome? No?
Why?
For what? Do you think he's handsome? Well, good for you. I don't mean why I gotta co-sign it. So you feel like it's validated?
Alright, next one is from Ivan. He says, Stacey Dash can take all my money and slap my mother. I will still apologize to my mother and leave with Stacey Dash. Love the show.
Wow.
He said you can slap my mother. I go and apologize to my mother basically for slapping her. For letting Stacey slap and then leave with Stacey.
Well, okay.
That's a statement for that ass.
That is, wow, hey. This is interesting. I didn't know that this many people were going to go to bat for her, though. Like, this is, it shows me the things that we're willing to forgive. Like, the things that we as the male, black males of America are willing to look past.
All right, next one is from Cuddy. See, the, not like Kid Cuddy, but Cuddy, C-U-T-T-Y.
Say, wow, that's all right. Have him come on sometime.
Yeah, that'd be great. Cuddy says, love the creativity on the show, fellas. Want to see all about this top woman, black woman thing. I can't wait for y'all to discuss this on the show. But going in on this Stacey Dash situation, I think homeboy may have a little bit too much hate in his blood. I definitely wouldn't wipe her up or nothing, but for sure, I'd bang her out and make sure it was pictures around people to know that I believe, people to know that I was with Stacey Dash. She'd been fine to me since she was in that Richard Pryor movie in the 80s. Damn, he went back.
That's well Damn. Done. That's archive
That's well
stuff.
Done. I think the movie's called Moving, just for the record, brother. It was called Moving. Because remember his family moved to Salt Lake City? It was like something like, they moved to like a small town like Utah or something. He moved all his black family to like a white town. I think it was in Utah. But Moving, or Idaho or something. But yeah, shout out to you. Well, you went back to the 80s on him and said, I've been checking for her since Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor been dead for about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So that just put you in perspective.
Yeah, that's a strong play. All right, good for you, man.
So we do. You saw the tweet, man. We do have someone that claims that who they have found someone that.
Oh yeah, that was Ray.
Yeah,
that was Ray. Ray said he found the white guy that drinks Hennessy.
Can you get a picture of this? Like, that's the thing. That, like,
here's what we should do. We should take a camera out one Friday, and we should try to get white people to order Hennessy. Like, we could get, like, multiple white people to order Hennessy. Maybe we can get, like, Eddie or somebody. Eddie doesn't endorse Hennessy. Yeah. But we need to find somebody that, like, works Hennessy and, like, see, like, hey, guys, listen, we're doing a social experiment. But, like, we go to, like, all the whitest clubs.
Oh, we gotta
like,
go to, we the, like, patios.
Yes,
shit like
patios.
That.
You know, we go to the landing. Like, you know, basically, like, hang out down there. Like,
go to, what's the little, Big Daddy's.
Yeah, or St. Charles. Like, we go to Main Street in St. Charles.
There we go.
They
we
might
go.
Not even have Hennessy out there. Like, but, you know, but, like, I would love
you
to
know
see.
What? No, no, no. mainstream one would be good because those are like drunk white kids from college.
Oh, let's go to like
and they'll drink anything. Let's we go need to, somebody that has like really got their choice.
Let's go to Frontenac. Like, or like Eureka or something like that. Like, yeah, where like we need to have like a map that has like red dots on it, like where Hennessy is at.
In different spots. Because North County is, we can find some white people probably in North County, right?
Yeah, I don't know. White people that still live in North County, they might have already converted over to blackness.
Like they might just be actually black now.
Yeah, like they move south of the wall. Like they're wildlings. Like if OJ's the Night King.
North County people wildlings.
Like, everybody, most places where you live, I know St. Louis is more...
Yeah, for Chicago people, the South Suburbs.
Yeah, exactly.
For
like
D.C. people, part of PG
County. No, it'd be like Evanston, the people in Chicago. Like,
oh,
the
no,
South,
no, I'm talking about where the suburb changed, though.
Okay, I was about to say, because like the South Suburbs...
Where it changed, though, where it used to be all white, but then changed to all black. That's how North County is.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. I just was more or less thinking about, not so much about the conversion, but like if there are still... like white people in the South Suburbs, they are wild.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Same
I got
white
you.
People that are in. I got. That's all I'm saying for the Chicago people. Then like DC white people that are in PG County still.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. I got you. Everywhere's got. Every place has got those places. Yeah. Like that's a thing. That's
white family couldn't get.
You
out.
Know, next time I do live radio, I'm gonna ask that if it's the right station to ask that on. I'm gonna ask that
because the question is, I was looking at yearbooks from Hazelwood East. And I was trying to go as far as back as I could, but it was like all white. I got back to like 91.
I'm going to put this on 90. Facebook. I'm going to put this on my Facebook. I'm going to say, black friends, please find out if you have any white friends.
That drink Hennessy.
Yeah.
That's a good, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. But I didn't even think that was possible that we had somebody. So now you've taken it to the next level of this scavenger hunt of actually getting a picture of it.
Yeah.
That's the next level of the scavenger hunt is actually getting a picture of the person drinking.
I do need that.
Like, I do need that.
I just got to figure out where I got to go. Do I have to go to another city? Do I need to go to another country? I don't know. Like, where do
what
I have to go?
What city of white people... Let's dive into that first. What city would white people most likely drink in?
What city have you been to with the hood is white people? Certainly not this one.
No.
Detroit?
There you go.
Guarantee you there's a bunch of white people in Detroit that drink Hennessy.
It's Detroit. It's Detroit. You got it right there. Detroit are one of them other little small big towns around Michigan.
I know a white girl that lives here that might drink Hennessy.
Oh, is it the same white girl I'm thinking about?
I don't know. What white girl are you thinking about?
She hangs out with us, though.
I don't know what we're talking about. We'll talk about it later. Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. I gotta find out.
Detroit is a good.
What white athlete do you think would drink Hennessy? You know who I think might have a Hennessy on the lowest of lows? Aaron Rodgers.
I can see that.
Aaron Rodgers don't give a fuck about anything.
Aaron Rodgers, he's from the Bay Area too. There you go. Oakland, white people from Oakland.
Are they wildlings or are they white people? Because like if Paul Wall drinks Hennessy,
Oakland
I don't
is
care.
Flipped though. Oakland went the opposite way now. Oakland used to be black, but now it's white. Getting white.
That's fair. You got a lot of San Jose, San Franciscans getting in the mix.
But I'm saying,
there.
But a white person living in Oakland pre-99.
I bet you Dirk Nowitzki drinks Hennessy.
I can see that.
I've got 100%.
He wears kente cloth.
I 100% guarantee you that Dirk Nowitzki drinks. But if you're a white guy in the NBA, you automatically a wildling?
No, you're a wildling.
Like,
I would say you're a wildling.
I mean, come on.
He could be, though, actually, the more I think about
it. I don't like that because then that automatically means that black baseball players are white
too.
Walkers.
Yeah, white walkers, too.
Never mind.
Yeah, we're going to take that one back. So Detroit is number one. I'd like that. What about, like, a Cleveland for white people that drink Hennessy?
Cleveland could be in play there. Like, Toledo. Toledo.
I mean, really, I was going to name a couple of Ohio cities. Like
Ohio is that state. If I had to pick three states.
Pittsburgh, if you're talking about that little Rust Belt area right there, Philly.
Yeah, okay, I was about to say Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan are the three states that
go.
I think that we could find there.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That little three area kind of triangle right there, that's your white Hennessy area. We may be wrong. Like, let us know if we're wrong. It could be fuck around and be Colorado Springs or some shit. We don't even know.
It could be Brooklyn. I mean, hell, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's Brooklyn's not the same Brooklyn no more either. It's half and half now.
Yeah, that's fair.
New York isn't even the same. They move all the black people out to Jersey and, like, fucking Poughkeepsie and shit like that now in New York.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And
yeah.
Yonkers and shit like that outside of fucking New York.
They got Hennessy Wings at Dallas Barbecue in Manhattan.
Is that Manhattan, Harlem, Manhattan?
No, it's real Manhattan.
Okay.
It's downtown Manhattan. Like, close
Hennessy
to the...
Hennessy Wings.
Close enough to, like, Madison Square Garden.
Okay, so that's not even nowhere... You ain't uptown for real. So, That's another question for you. So, picture with white person drinking Hennessy. Also, name your state or city that you think white people are the most likely to be drinking Hennessy. Fuck around with someone like a South Carolina.
I really want to take a camera out. I really want to take a camera out, get a microphone, and go out to like some bars on a Friday night.
Like, do you drink Hennessy?
Yeah. And then like chop up the video and we can throw it on like YouTube.
And like, damn, I wish we had a sponsor because like we give you a free thing of Hennessy. I can see white people turning it down.
We'll get a sponsor. I'll have
We gotta do that.
We just need to get the camera crew and do that. If I still was employed at the radio station here, I would just have the camera crew come out from there and go do it.
We're gonna do this.
We're gonna do this. There's the newest fundraiser for the scenario. We drank the alcohol that y'all provided for us last time. We greatly appreciate it. Now it's time to go out into the world and find our white friends that enjoy a Hennessy.
Yeah.
And we're going to go do it ourselves.
Yeah, we're going to go do it, not in theory, door to door to find out.
Who I'm going to go bar to bar.
Where you go? That's even better.
Could end up with me destroyed by the end of the night.
Just want to take Hennessy shots with everybody.
I don't really like Hennessy myself.
I don't like Hennessy at all. I know black people are sitting there like, oh.
Yeah, I don't like it myself. This is going to happen. But this is, like, these are the things. And this time of when we're so polarized racially in America... Maybe
this can bring us together.
Maybe there's a few things. There's a handful of things I've thought about that can bring us back together.
Let's go.
Maybe. Hennessy, of course, always crossing the gate with our various women and creating more light-skinned people. Because that can eradicate the entire thing. The more light-skinned people we make, the we can eradicate the whole racism thing. Mm-hmm. But we're about 45 to 50 years away from that being in place.
We along with everybody looking like Teddy.
I'll be on my deathbed like, do we get it done yet? Like, all right, good, we're done. And then the final thing that we can do in order to make this happen is we could do it on the sporting fields. Like, we can bring people together. We just got to get black people liking hockey and white people loving the NBA. If we can do that, we can find ways to be like, you know what? You all right, man. You cool.
Maybe they need to have double headers, hockey, basketball, back to back.
They should play a half of each, and then you have to stick around and do both.
To see both games.
That
would be dope. Most of them play in the same arenas where the hockey game is.
Exactly.
So
just drop the court back down on top of the ice, pick it up, and then...
That would be dope, like a little, using like a little suspension thing above.
Engineer. We need our engineers. We need our engineers on this.
That would be dope. But you had some topics for us, man.
Oh, I did. So last time we were talking about... You know, on the last episode, we're talking about how many things were going on that we just couldn't get to. We just couldn't touch on it. So we want to do this rapid fire topics of things. There's going to be videos you're going to need to go and watch. We'll reference you back to these. But we'll even provide some links. We'll even provide some links on the site so that you can see some of these things as we talk about it. But let's get through this. Some of these things are a little bit older. I've added a couple of other things to it, but we still are going to address some period.
Can we start with Shannon Sharp with the black and white?
So
that's
not at the bottom of the list. We'll work our way up to that. We'll work our way up to that because that is
the blackest thing I've ever seen on sports TV.
That's going to be the last thing that we do here.
Because we got to expound on that one.
Yeah, that's going to be the last thing that we do here. All right, so number one, Michael Beasley. You introduced this to me, so you can take this.
So Michael Beasley...
The forward for the New York Knicks.
Former K-State alum.
Yes.
A
guy that once upon a time, I was like, how the Bulls not take him?
No, remember, I thought he should have been the first pick, period.
And it was Derrick Rose instead, and that worked out.
Right. That didn't pan out correctly. But
he had a good career.
Yeah, he's me.
It's basketball. He might mess around and be a Hall of Famer the way basketball goes.
No. He has reinvigorated his career somehow and, like, rebranded himself. Whatever way you want to kind of look at it.
I'm a fan of Derrick Rose still.
No, I'm talking about Michael Beasley. He has rebranded himself And he's going to be more popular than Derrick Rose in a minute.
Michael Beasley's going to be popular on the tinfoil hat circuit after this one. So let's talk about what's going
on. He's been on this media kick of, like, just going on random shows. And people are just picking him up and letting him come on there. And he wants, first of all, he said that he's just as good as LeBron, and he's maybe even better. Then he says, what did he say about, he said something about you only use 10% of your brain, they say, right?
Yeah.
So the person that figured out that you only use 10% of your brain use 11%, right? And the host goes, what? He's like, yeah, because if they had, how did they know that only 10% unless they figure out they have more than 10%?
Okay, we're going to do 2 minutes of topic. I'm starting right now. Go ahead. We're going. So keep going.
Yeah, so 2 minutes, that he can figure, so he's the host is like, what do you mean? Like, he's like, they got to, because they had to know more to know that that 10%. He's like, but scientists kind of tested, and it means they had 11%, right? And then she just got frustrated at that point and let him just kind of go on mm-hmm. from that point.
Mm-hmm.
This is on MSG, you know, New York. Like
it was, what's the lady's name that was interviewing?
Oh, I forgot her name, but she's on MSG in New York. So it'd be like on Channel 11 for us, like in New York.
Yeah, she's a jet.
Or MSN, I think it was MASN.
No, it was MSG. It was Madison Square Garden Network.
Because he's on the Knicks now. And so basically, he's going to be the most interesting person on the Knicks. I guess Porzingis, because he's learned how to speak English through black people.
That's the whole other thing. That's a great thing. I think that's how it should work.
Yeah.
I think that every white person that comes from another country should have to speak with black people first.
Look, have you heard Paul Gasol talk?
Yeah, Paul Gasol is a brother. Paul Gasol drinks Hennessy.
Yeah, because he grew up in Memphis too.
Yeah, he did. By the way,
because his brother got drafted to Memphis and he moved with him.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, that's true. That's so, Marc Gasol you're talking about. Marc Gasol,
yeah, but Paul Gasol got.
But Paul Gasol was the one
drafted to Memphis, and then Mark grew up in high school there.
By the way, Paul Gasol is a Hall of Famer too.
Yeah, he is.
So, all right, but yeah, so Michael Beasley, that's the perfect place for him, though, like to be a Knick. Like, that's what the Knicks are now. They're like a little sideshow thing for, like, yeah, stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, like, the dude literally turned his back in this interview and, like, was like, the girl was talking to his back for a
and
second.
And he's like, he spin his chair around.
Like, everybody's had a homeboy they've been talking to with, like, you trying to get a point across and you hear, and he just like, yo, listen to me, though, yo. But, like, I hear you, but yo, listen. Then you just be like, you be like, I can't talk to you because you have your back turned to me. Like, he looked at the sky. He did all of it. So, Michael Beasley, tinfoil hat mafia.
Yeah.
Top, like, tinfoil hat fitted cap. Like that. All right. So, all right. Next topic. We're doing this on the iPhone countdown, too. Steven Seagal.
Yes. This needs 4 minutes.
All right. We'll add an extra 1 minute to this.
Well, I think maybe four because we hadn't really done because right, we talked about this long time.
This is almost going to be a top.
We almost came back into the studio and actually started re-recording after this.
Yeah, all right. So Steven Seagal. No, please, you introduce the topic.
So Steven Seagal, we found out, and this slipped below the radar because of Trump running presidency, mm-hmm. OJ getting ready to get out of jail, mm-hmm. all these different things. He has become a Russian and a Czechoslovakian citizen.
Yes.
And he looks like Chow Yun-fat.
Yes. Like, Steven Seagal is, like, permanently wearing, like, those dojo fits that, like...
And he's got the beard and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, he's got that I support the NRA goatee. And, like, he's wearing, like, those dojo fits where, like, it like, comes down, like, halfway past his knee. And it's, like, you fit it over, like, three buttons in the front.
And he's wearing shoes with socks with the sandals, the thong sandals.
Yeah, he's that guy now. But he was literally on CNN... saying about with his friend Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, like that's his boy.
Like he's like literally like Putin, like what was that whole story? Like Putin went through, like,
yeah,
made Putin, him a citizen.
Yeah, Putin liked his movies and shot him an email.
He like, became a Russian citizen via email.
I mean, no, he said like, hey, can you come visit and hang out? Like, so hold on. So if I get an email that says Vladimir Putin on it, then I answer it like, mm-hmm. like, hey, come on, hang out. They became friends. He kept visiting.
You think the scenario's big in Russia?
We have a big following in Ireland. For some reason, we get a lot of downloads in Ireland.
Oh, well, a lot of respect to the people over there. Now that's a nation full of white black people.
Yes,
for sure, for sure.
They just became white in 1970.
Oh, for sure. I'll let you know. I was very much excited about Conor McGregor and the show he put on against Floyd Mayweather. Absolutely. I'm a supporter of Conor. And Sheamus in the WWE. Sheamus. But going on, though. Steven Seagal. Yeah, so like he...
So he went to Czechoslovakia first and became a citizen. then or Slovakia, whatever it is.
Well, he did it come for a chick, right?
Well, no, his chick is like Taiwanese or something.
What the hell?
Cause, no, but she's got a Russian-like name. So I thought it was Russian. Then I clicked and I highlighted and searched for her. She's Asian.
With a Russian name?
Yeah, it looks like Slotnia something. So you look at the name, you wouldn't know she was Asian.
Oh, God.
So he moves over there with his kids and stuff. He also, maybe, you know what? I thought about this in the car. I meant to text you about it. Maybe he left because he's got so many sexual assault charges sitting out there looming in the U.S. It might have been better for him to go and
get out of the country. He certainly has that sexual assault charge goatee now.
Yeah, oh, yes, he does.
That goatee.
He got ahead of the game, maybe. He's like, man, I ain't trying to be like Roman Polanski. I want to go and get out of here early
before the charges come down. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
you know, so maybe he was like, you know, I can go over there.
So he went to that U.S. colony, Russia. Based on the new rules.
No, we may be a Russian colony.
Ah, that's fair. Yeah, that's
we might be a Russian colony.
Yeah, that's true.
So he was like, I'm going to get ahead of the game and go to the mother country. And now he's doing movies and stuff over there. He's trying to direct new movies.
Yeah.
Over in Russia.
I wonder what the Russian movie theaters are like. Probably boring. What's Andrei Kirilenko doing these days? You think Andrei Kirilenko drinks Hennessy?
I heard he talks black too.
Yeah, probably does.
No, there's no mistake. Yeah, like, I've heard he talks like he learned English in the NBA too.
Hey, the biggest star in St. Louis sports is Russian.
Which one?
Vladimir Tarasenko.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not. If he was an NBA player,
yeah, no,
he'd be hanging out on the north side.
Yeah.
for sure.
We lost all of that when the Rams left.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that later too. Yeah. Steven Seagal apparently has left the country and has decided
to be a Russian citizen.
Yeah, so he's probably going to end up being like an emissary to the United States.
Oh, no, that was at first. That's what he was, though. He brought him over as an emissary to be like an ambassador between the bridge between U.S. and Russia. That was the first way he got to become a citizen.
Things are crazy right now. And this is why we said we don't have enough time for all of that. Next topic, Kevin Hart.
Man. Kevin Hart, man. I mean, I never trust a dude to talk about his woman too much.
Yeah, you shouldn't even know about that. Like,
yeah, like when he's like, man, she my rib, man. Like, and if you go on his Instagram, like he'll just post about how she the best every other day type
thing. I mean, anytime you do something like that, you're apologizing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Even if you're just apologizing to yourself, you're apologizing.
I told that to my own wife. I was like, I won't even, we married, I've been against you for a while. I don't have to post about you every day. I tell you I love you every day. Mm-hmm. I ain't got to post it on fucking Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me doing that is just to show other people, like, we good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every
once in a while, I feel like you should put something out there just to let people know.
But he would literally go back if he still got his Instagram before the cheating. He'd do it probably 2 or 3 times a week.
So, like, here's my thing. That means that 6 times a week he had something to apologize for. Because the 2-to-1 post to actual reason to apologize. It's about a 2-to-1 ratio.
He going cheat. He wake in the morning like, damn, I need to put up a post real quick. Mm-hmm. Fucking run and put up a post. Mm-hmm. I'm about to do that.
Yeah. So,
but the chick though is out here trying to get money though. She wanted to take. She said that I didn't leak the tape. And they're like, okay, well, I'm just taking a polygraph. Well, pay me $500,000. I'll take the polygraph test.
Why so low?
I mean, the original person wanted $10 million to keep the tape out the public.
Wow. So there's that, and then but here's the thing though. Like, Kevin Hart's career in good shape after this.
It's on shaky ground.
Wow, you think Kevin Hart could get sunk? He was like en route to be like the next Martin Lawrence.
I think because black women supported him so much that it could be shaky ground.
I think that when celebrities do things like that, when they've got the side of the people, it makes all the rest of us have to take the rap for them doing something crazy.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I couldn't possibly pull off the stuff that he could.
But I think if he was like a dude, like, I'm trying to think, if it was Cat Williams that did some crazy shit, it ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. You built your whole brand off of, I'm this pure dude, I'm married, she my rib and shit.
So, like, Cat Williams, before we move on, Cat Williams is the DMX of the comedy game, and Kevin Hart was supposed to be the Jay-Z. Different expectations bases create different types of outputs.
But Jay-Z outed himself first, though, before he got out. Well, he didn't.
Jay-Z had
he had the whole elevator situation.
Yeah, Jay-Z had to get beat up by a chick sister before that happened. Next topic, Mystical.
Go to jail, don't collect $200. Like, don't pass go, don't collect $200, man. Go to jail.
Like, Mystical, what are you doing, dog? Like, you've been through this, now you're a repeat rapist now.
So, the first one...
Allegedly? As allegedly, or is this confirmed?
I mean,
Saying allegedly for now.
I'm
going
to say allegedly, yes.
Yeah, because legally, this isn't the most legally protected program.
Right, but we don't want somebody to come back and
wait. Well, Brandon is the in-house counsel for this
and I'm
program.
Sure he would say allegedly.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, but I kind of got to, when you got charged with one rape charge, it's kind of hard for you to be on that alleged tip on the second one.
That's fair.
And they got you on some DNA shit again on the second one.
That's fair. That is fair. That is
like
not,
I mean, you
is...
have to legally say allegedly, but it's kind of hard. It's like a wink, wink, allegedly.
There's not a lot more to say about this. I'm cutting this one short at 1 minute. That is done.
That saves us a minute for Shannon Sharp.
Kevin Durant. Yes, we're at the point where we're stacking minutes for Shannon Sharp now. Next, Kevin Durant had a fake Twitter account.
Oh, man. This is the most millennial thing I've ever seen in my life.
Could you imagine if like Clyde Drexler had an account to hate on Michael Jordan? With?
Hey, I can jump. On the low, he went past the free throw line on that dunk.
I was looking at his feet, and his feet was kind of over that line.
Or Karl Malone be like, I get just as many MVPs as him.
Like, your sister looks at it and is like, yo, that Jumpman logo stupid anyway. So, like, for people that don't know, Kevin Durant was exposed that he has a fake Twitter account where he was making comments and responding back to fans and talking bad about teammates and coaches and all this.
Giving his real thoughts on the other account.
Like, after all these years, after the whole year and a half of playing it cool and being like, oh, I don't care about this, X, Y, and Z. And eventually he was just venting his feelings via a fake Twitter account. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to stand by it. Twitter enables more fuckboyisms than any other platform in America
right now.
My thing
is, like, yo, I remember when Twitter was pure. Remember when Twitter was pure?
No, Twitter was great in, like, 08.
Yeah, we was, like, reckless on there. Just talking, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Then we learned, like, you know what? We trying to build up some brands and do shit like that.
Can't do this.
I thoroughly think about what I see on Twitter beforehand. The last bad tweet I had was during the Super Bowl in Denver versus Seattle. And I said, damn, Denver's out here getting gang raped. That wasn't going the best. That's what I was like. And then I had some of you hitting me up. And I was like, oh, shit. And I ain't even nobody on that level. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what? I got to... Because I had a couple of cocktails at a Super Bowl party. Mm-hmm. And I was just trying to throw out a tweet real quick.
Which Super Bowl? Oh, that was
Denver,
Seattle and
Denver.
Yeah.
So then I was like, you know, hey. And I was like, you know what? I need to thoroughly think before I send tweets. And in general, I'm just not going to tweet after a certain time.
Kevin Durant needs to deploy those same exact things. All right. So, real quick hit around. NBA trades. Carmelo. D-Wade opts out. Kyrie forces a deal. So
can Kyrie be his own topic?
No, we can. I mean,
yeah, Kyrie needs his own 2-3 minutes.
Well, we'll take the minute from the other thing and put it on this.
Okay, Kyrie is now basically Kobe Bryant is now trying to destroy LeBron James from the outside. I've realized.
Okay, please okay. Go deeper into this.
Kyrie went to go hang out with Kobe for like a week before he does this.
Yes.
He also calls him daily, and they go over tape together of his games.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Thomas does that as well.
With Kyrie?
No, with Kobe.
With Kobe, oh yeah.
Kobe is a whole bunch of young players that are basically came up loving Kobe, but LeBron was too closer to their age where it was like, I'm trying to think who would... I guess it would be for LeBron, like us then, right? Like LeBron...
Jordan.
No, it'd be like AI
Shaq.
Versus... No, it'd be AI versus like LeBron. Because AI is more of our age.
AI came out the same year as Kobe.
No, but I'm talking about how LeBron will look at someone... I guess LeBron Kobe. So LeBron will look at Kobe like, you a little bit old, but you ain't that much older than me.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I don't have to,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
But these kids are 5 years younger than LeBron and look at Kobe as the man because they grew up on him.
Mm-hmm.
They look at LeBron like, oh, he just a little bit older than me. He dope, but I mean.
Same way LeBron grew up looking at Jordan.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, but then he looked at Kobe like, you ain't shit, you only 5 years older than me type
right.
shit. So basically Kobe has decided since everyone thinks that LeBron is the second best player in the league, that he's got in my that he's going to try to destroy LeBron from the outside.
So my question on this is Kobe either A, Zordon, or B, Dr. Claw?
Dr. Claw.
Mm, okay.
But with these trades, Carmelo, they just gave him up for nothing.
They gave Carmelo up because they were like, listen, all right, fine. we're not going to be any better with or without you. So here, just get the hell out of here. We're tired of you complaining about it.
And get
it.
You off the cap.
Yeah, just get out of here. Go. Go. Just
but
get
I you think, out. I mean, people always go to Knicks games, so I wouldn't say it would be like... I wouldn't say people always...
Carmelo's one of the greatest Knicks of all time.
Is he?
Like, no matter how you slice it, yeah, he is. Carmelo on the low, Carmelo is one of the greatest Nuggets and Knicks of all time.
I give you
Nuggets. Like, Carmelo's career gets... Like, Carmelo had a better career than Bernard King. And Bernard King is one of the great Knicks of all time. So Carmelo's got that. Now, speaking of guys that were great at where they were at and where they weren't, Dwayne Wade just basically said, hey, I'm not showing up.
Like, I'm not picking up my phone.
Because I've seen what y'all been up to and I ain't signed up for this. So, I'm...
No, he ain't picking up the phone. I'm going to call in. Not
Dwayne Wade ghosted his employer. Like, he just said, I'm not answering your
calls. I'm not coming in.
Like, you can text. Like, the Bulls would text Dwayne Wade, and he respond back, LOL. Like what? Like, wait a minute. You work for us, dog.
Did you see the trade we made? Laugh out loud.
You know, like, dog, I don't care. Do what y'all gonna do.
Yeah, like we're gonna cut you.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Go ahead, man.
All right, so we're going into overtime here real quick. 1 minute for Kyrie Irving.
Okay, man. Kyrie Irving is... We're going to find out how...
Kyrie Irving is the poster boy for millennial basketball players now. Or is even so much than Kevin Durant.
More, worse than Kevin Durant?
Because Kyrie Irving got himself traded through rumors and social media reaction.
He's the first player to do that.
Yes.
You're 100%... Wow. You're right.
And then as opposed to talking to the people that he had dealt with, he went on a TV show... And was passive aggressive on ESPN. Like, how the hell do you get traded and then you passive aggressive about it on the internet?
No. It's much deeper than that. What?
No, it's really not. Like, hey, bro, you decided that you just didn't want to be, you didn't want to play in the best scenario possible in basketball.
Kobe's up for saying,
like, why didn't somebody just tell Kyrie Irving to call Scottie Pippen? Like, listen, talk to Scottie Pippen about how his life has been.
With Houston and Portland.
Like, it's all good. Like, dog, this is the best thing you got going for yourself right now. Right, and like, and Scottie only got exiled to Houston and Portland because Mike retired. But you decided that you wanted this life just because. Kyrie Irving is the player for the tight jeans generation of brothers around the country.
And Boston fits in perfectly because he loves white girls.
Yeah, oh yeah, he'll fit in perfectly right there. All right, so next thing here. 2 minutes. Rest in peace, Hugh Hefner.
Oh man, the Hugh, man. People sleep on Hugh Hefner for a lot of stuff he did with black shit.
Hugh Hefner had diversity in his publication when it just wasn't happening in a lot of other places.
Like, interviewed Malcolm X.
Yeah, like put everything to the side, like about all this other stuff and about, you know, about, oh God, the foremost playboy of all time and all that stuff. Yo, Hugh Hefner's magazine
had the best interviews.
Had interviews that weren't in...
Are groundbreaking. Like, you got some of the best interviews. Like, Norman Rockwell, like...
Oh, Malcolm yeah, the John X. Lennon interview. The John Lennon's last interview was in Playboy.
Put on Alex Haley. You didn't know who Alex Haley was until that interview. That's what helped Alex Haley get the book to write for Malcolm
X. We can make all the jokes we want to about who he was as far as a dude that surrounded himself with beautiful women and had the stuff going on at the parties and all of that. Hugh Hefner put on. And Hugh Hefner really is an American success story defined.
Think about it. He put a black woman on the cover in 71.
But, like, yeah, he did
71.
That.
71.
And
that may not sound like shit, but think about
here's the thing. He put her on the cover of a magazine that broke down barriers in the 50s. The 50s were as conservative of a time as possible. You wasn't even seeing chicks wearing skirts, let alone dresses.
Yeah.
And he had Playboy cracking off with the biggest star in Hollywood on the cover of the first joint.
Yeah.
Like, Hugh Hefner is a pioneer of the utmost. Like, we're in the generation of tech revolutionaries right now. Your Elon Musk and your Jeff Bezos and your Bill Gates. Yo, Hugh Hefner, a cultural guy on the other end of that.
Publication.
On another level. Hugh Hefner did more to advance the openness of society in a bold cultural way, but also in a tasteful yet exciting way.
And think about anybody else. He was so gangster though. He even did Play Girl. He was like, I ain't even gay, but I'm gonna do something for the women. And do Play Girl.
Hey.
Like, think about how foresight you had to have to flip that and be like, I'm going to get that paper over there too.
Rest in peace to Hugh Hefner. That's a OG's OG. All right, next, Cam Newton.
Cam.
And this is today. Cam. This is today. This happened earlier today. Cam Newton confuses me.
He thinks he's being D2. He's one of them fucking other Kyrie. He's the Kyrie Irving of fucking the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
If you take that bus, you'll get there.
But he's also a little bit of he's a little bit of that brother that's preaching to you. But he ain't preaching to you in a Nation of Islam type of way.
No, no.
He preaching to you in a skinny pants suit with a turtleneck on or something like that, and you'd be like, hey, dog, you 6'5", like 250. Why you wearing this,
why
bro?
Why you wearing size 8 jeans?
Like, why you wearing this, dog? Like you don't have to do this. But for people that don't know, Cam Newton came out in his press conference today and said, it's to a female reporter, quote, it's funny to hear a female reporter talking about running routes. Come on, dog. Are we not past that point yet? So, like, women can't watch football and figure it out?
Women can play. Most dudes figure out how to fucking run routes from Madden.
Right.
Not fucking actually playing no fucking football or knowing shit.
Right. There's about 3 guys that can run routes in the NFL right now. But, you know, so I mean.
That know them for real.
And Antonio Brown's 2 of them. So, I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, that's a hell of a.
AJ Green is out of them.
Like, that's a. I guess Danny Amendola and those guys got to be in there too. Anyway, you get my point.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the thing. Like, these guys, that's a hell of a terrible statement to make for a guy that has been wish-washy about where he stands about everything. Everything.
Want to throw up the random black fist on a touchdown.
Has anybody in sports torpedoed their fame and popularity more in the last 2 years than Cam Newton?
Oh, no. Not as quickly as this.
Like, self-sabotage at that.
Yeah, not like something happened to them and then it was under the surface of no. Because he literally had the black nation on his back.
Like, he went into that, like, over the 4 quarters of that Super Bowl, he entered as one man and left as a complete different one.
You're right.
He did.
It almost like he changed, literally after, like, I gotta be somebody different after that Super Bowl.
He did. Yeah, like, he took that loss, he wouldn't speak afterwards.
Yep.
And he walked
and
out.
Then he took that consultation class with that Republican advisor, like the public relations class or whatever. That's when he started talking all roundabout about shit. Like, well, I don't know about, you know,
certain
issues. He was talking all them circles, doing like a fucking
political
strategy.
And then he became Ray Lewis Jr. this week when he scored that touchdown to put that fist in there. And everybody was like, get the hell out of
come
here.
Come on, Cam.
Come on, dog. Like, get out of here. We're not, nah. Sorry, bro. Sorry, yeah, you're not doing that. I don't know. Cam Newton might be a brother in need of reclamation.
Yeah.
He's going to need some reclamation. That is what
he needs to do. Could he have gotten away with the Kaepernick thing?
No. Nobody would have cared.
I mean, is he good? I'm saying, is he that good enough to get away with it?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, would he not be in the league now if he did that?
Oh, no. He'd be good.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, for him to get back and get people ready, he's got to do some shit on some Kaepernick level shit.
I don't even think I believe him at this point.
You said you would think it was a lie. Like,
man.
You putting on right now, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, man. No, man.
So if he came out the locker room in a dashiki.
No, man.
With African dancers behind him.
No, man. I'd be like, this cat just
still want, need more people.
I say, huh? I guess Cam Newton finally saw coming to America. Good for you, bro.
Fantastic. You need more people.
He could walk out with the Jaffe Jaffa lying on his suit, and I would just be like, man, this cat too flamboyant for me.
Even if it was somebody else, you'd be like, that would be kind of dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if Beast Mode came out, you'd be like, look at Beast Mode.
If Marshawn Lynch did it, I'd be like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You'd be like, this is gangster.
I'd be like, that makes sense. That's Marshawn. Like, Marshawn could walk out with a real lion. Like, and I'd
and
be
walking
like,
on a leash.
Yeah, and I'd be like, all right, well,
yeah, Cam,
that's fair.
Yeah, Cam, man. God, you had the whole black world in your hands.
All right, man. We're going to go 5 minutes for Shannon Sharp.
Oh, shit. Yo, so Shannon Sharp, you think he was drunk? People say that they think he was drunk.
People always think when people really ain't giving a fuck
that they
drunk. As a brother that has been claimed that I have been drunk whilst doing things that were premeditated in the past, I ain't putting that on him.
Yeah.
Shannon Sharp, and we're going to go back and explain the scenario to you here in a second. But I'm going to tell you right now. Shannon Sharp. No, let's explain it up front. You explain it up
front. So Shannon Sharp wanted to make fun of Skip because Skip is a Cowboys fan. And he said he was sitting there sipping. So he put on, before he said, he pulls out the black. And the other coach was like, oh, he said, I got my cigar. And then he pulls out the black and puts it in his mouth. And she said, the co-host, I forgot her name, she goes, is that a cigar? That's not a cigar. That's a black. He's like, I was on my mouth. And then
I'm confused. I want to know how she knew.
Hey, look, who she been hanging with?
She's been laying with some brothers.
That was a key part in the look too that she been hanging.
That was the first thing I noticed. Because I'm going to tell you right now.
She knew what it was. She said, what's that? She said, that's a black. She didn't even, she said it was a black.
I'm going to tell you right now. One of the things that fascinates me the most in life, even if I'm not participating in it myself, is being able to decipher who the white women are that are interested in black men. And if she can identify a black and mild, a wood tip black and mild at that.
Wood tip is second level black and mild.
She has dealt with multiple brothers in her time. She might drink some Hennessy.
She may. He said
she might bring a bottle of Hennessy over to the crib.
Damn.
Now, hold up. Now, if a white woman person shows up with some Hennessy to the crib, to your party, are you going to be like, that's some racist-ass shit? Or are you going to be like, they just bringing something to turn up with?
Depends on how much I know
them. First time? I thought you having a poker night and one of your white friends shows up with a bottle of Hennessy.
I'll put them to the side and be like, hey, man, let me, you might not want to do that. Let me act like this. I bought this.
Brothers are going to take that Hennessy and be all right with it the same way the brothers... The same way the brothers have taken Stacey Dash
and got said, away, got over
they're going to take that Hennessy and be like, man, that's fucked up. Give me that Hennessy, man.
Hey, you got some ice? Did you bring some ice?
Man, give me that Hennessy, man. You all right with me. That's fucked
up.
Yo,
but he sat there with that black, though, dog.
Shannon Sharp, dog.
And did he light it up?
Listen, no, I don't think he lit it. It looked like he had smoked it a little bit already.
It looked like he'd already smoked it a little bit.
I heard that Shannon Sharp drives like a Cadillac CTS, too. Like, he doesn't even drive. Yeah, like I heard this on Shaq's podcast where it said, like, down there, he lived down there in
Savannah, right?
Yeah, in Georgia or whatever. So they're kind of all in the same area because they record that out of Atlanta. So they're kind of down there in the same area. Dude said he works out the same gym as Shaq, as Shannon Sharp, and say Shannon Sharp pulls off in a Cadillac CTS. So.
Hood official.
So, with that being said, multi-overtime millionaire that has made money in two sports, like Pee Wee Kirkland.
Yeah.
So, Shannon got the bread. Shannon just a brother from South Carolina.
From Savannah, Georgia.
I thought that the Sharps was from South Carolina.
He went to Savannah State.
Oh, he might have. Either way, a brother from the South, period. And he's driving a Cadillac around. I guarantee you he has an ashtray in that joint with some change
and
some black and mild rappers in there. Like Shannon Sharp, if you ever get to ride with Shannon Sharp, I guarantee you he got some change in that car and some black and mild rappers and a black ice air freshener.
He said that yak and mild. I was sitting on my yak and mild, not hitting. He said my yak and mild.
Like, it's the blackest moment in sports, and he did it on Fox Sports of all channels.
Oh, no, they redid black and yellow but made it yak.
I believe. But here's my thing. Here's my big statement about that. I applaud you, Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp has went from being a brother that was annoying to people to being a champion of blackness in the
less than a year.
Yeah, in like a year. Nobody ever thought Shannon was on the other side. Katz was just annoyed with him.
Yeah.
You know, but he has become a black champion in the last year. But I'm gonna say this. That picture of him on the internet
with the black and mild
with
box.
The black and mild
box.
No.
The side of, you see that one?
No, I saw that one. But just the picture of him himself looking off in the distance with the black and mild in his mouth. I know we were talking about putting Harriet Tubman on the toilet.
Maybe we can do the $5 bill with Shannon.
I don't want to take Lincoln off of any money, but can we get like a $25 bill with
maybe we do the $2 bill. Because that's how much it gets you one single black
man. Oh, perfect. Perfect. Shannon Sharp, that picture is Shannon Sharp. And if anybody can Photoshop us up a picture of Shannon Sharp on a $2 bill with that black and mild in his mouth.
Listen, man.
You are a Hall of Famer for this program. Oh, we got to get that put together. Who put together the OJ picture for us?
I did that.
I need you to put together a picture of Shannon Sharp on a $2 bill with that black and mild in his face. I need that. Because I'm getting a t-shirt with that on it. We're going to be moving.
$2 bill will get you a black.
Yes, we're going to be moving scenario t-shirts with Shannon Sharp on the front of it with a $2 bill in his mouth. That's all we got on the things we didn't have time for.
Yeah, wow, he was born in Chicago, technically, but he was raised in Georgia. Yes, Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, that's cool. I guess Sterling went to play at South Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking about.
But, man, I want to add this to it, too, though. I've been seeing this bullshit coming around. This is going to go to a more serious side of Shannon Sharp. people was trying to say, well, oh, he ain't that black because he got a white girlfriend and shit. That's been the, like the undercurrent of some shit I've been seeing sneaking out on the low.
Listen. All right, I get that. I get that. And that's going to forever be the rhetoric until we can completely light-skin out this country.
Become all
in 2067.
Yeah.
It's coming around soon enough. We'll be there. Red-headed people will be gone by then, and I think that 89 to 90% of the country will be light-skin.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But, hey, man, if somebody stands up for the rights and going to do that...
Dude, somebody do a black and mild like that, man. Like, dude... That is the most classic moment, I think, in sports history.
There's
man.
Never been a moment where a black and mild has been more prominently displayed at a more appropriate time.
And black and mild's probably like, we got free advertising for no reason.
Yeah, they
like,
are.
Like, think about that. Like, black and mild, would you call Shannon Sharp and be like, hey, man, can you
come could you imagine a series of black and mild commercials with Shannon Sharp in it, like the Billy D. Williams Coke 45 commercials?
But okay, but what has the scenario that's set up, though? Like, where, what? Because, you know, his was set up, like, in a little... You know, little lounge area, and then the chick would bring out the Coke 45 on the platter form. What scenario?
Where Shannon do you Sharp? See? Where do you see cats smoking Black and Miles most of the time?
At the strip club.
Okay, so Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp
got his feet up on. And
Shannon Sharp
on the
got his feet up on the stage.
And a chick is just wiping his hair, his face off.
Yes.
And then bringing him a pack of Black and Miles on the platter.
He's in his Ravens jersey. And then he got a picture of Ray Lewis, and he says, I don't know what he about, but I'm here.
On they yakking miles.
But I'm here on they yakking miles. And that Shannon Sharp voice.
The yakking miles.
I'm here. And we not playing around no more. I'm on my yakking miles.
Yo, the yakking miles. Yo, that is the best thing.
If Shannon Sharp could get sponsored by Paul Masson and Black and Mild in the next week or so, Fox is gonna fire him.
But he's got fuck you money at this point.
He's yeah, that's fine. He's not worried about it. He'll get hired again. But I'm saying
in general, like for you to be able to do that and have the balls to do that, you gotta have fuck you money. He's made that money. He don't give a fuck.
As a former Fox employee, I'm gonna tell you right now, they don't care if you're doing something that's gonna drive ratings. And as long as you're doing it on video. He did it on video, and he did it, and it's got the day. They would be like, hey.
And he set it up well, though, too.
Yeah.
He ain't even... He put the black in his mouth and let it sit there and let the co-host find out what he was on.
All he needed to do at that point...
Skip to know what the fuck was
happening. All he needed to do at that point is put a wave cap on, take a wave cap out of the back pocket.
Oh, no. Does he let the wings fly, or does he tie it up?
Oh, the wings must fly.
Because Shannon Sharp seemed like he would let the wings fly.
Yes.
He's not from my generation when we tied them up.
No.
He's letting the wings fly.
Yeah. That's Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp is a great American. Let's put it that way. Shannon Sharp is a great American. If I had to do the great American rankings for this year, Shannon Sharp is first team great American right now.
You said he's a great American?
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. Does he make it to the wall on Black History Month?
Yeah, why not? Let's get him a stained glass window with that black and mild in his mouth.
Black and mild. Yes. We got this name of this episode, man. Shannon Sharp needs to be on the $2 bill. That yakking mild, man. Like, wow, man. Like, that was just a classic, great classic moment, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, Fox is on the low. Do you think that they're... version of First Take is getting more love than
actual Stephen First Take?
Yeah.
No, the ratings say otherwise.
Really? But they seem like they have more moments on, is that including viral stuff and like your online presence? Because it feels like I see more moments happening on NERB with them.
Yeah, it depends on what you're looking for. It depends on what you're
And maybe because the sound bites I always see is Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
And him and Skip talking about stuff mostly.
Yeah. I mean, Max Kellerman's
dope. He's a dope.
Yeah, Max Kellerman's dope. I mean, he's more or less kind of like a grounding wire to the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, doing that thing.
Because they were both just live wires before, him and Skip.
Yeah.
Skip and Stephen A was just live wires.
Yeah. I mean, and then you've got, you've got Molly Curum on there, who's an eye attraction on the other one and all of that.
Someone on First Take?
Yeah.
That's Jalen Rose's lady.
That is Jalen Rose's lady, yeah, for sure. It definitely is. So, I don't know, man. I mean, it's a lot of different things at once. But
the yakking mouth, man.
But Shannon Sharpe has become a hero of the cause.
Like, he literally has become a hero, dog.
Yeah, he's become a hero of the cause. Yeah. Yeah. Shannon Sharpe.
If I told you 5 years ago that this was going to happen.
Who saw that one coming?
I did not. But you know what? I take that back. I used to hear him on Dan Levitar's show. And I could see the little bit of that like coming through. Because he would just be... Because I remember he was talking about the Ray Rice thing. And he was like, oh, he ain't going to play. He was like, oh, snap.
Oh,
like, yeah. He ain't going to play. And he used to do movie reviews for them. It was like the funniest segment. He would do movie reviews for Dan Levitard's show. He didn't even come and talk about football.
I've done movie reviews on the show before, too.
But that's the only thing. He would come on
and it's just a good do movie time. Reviews. Yeah, it's a good time.
Like, if whatever new movie is out, he would do the review for it on Dan Levitard's show. You could tell he had a little bit of personality. I could get past the country voice.
I mean, I knew he had that personality when he was playing, though.
Yeah, you're right. I take that back, because he was always cussing people out and doing all kind of shit when he was playing.
Yeah.
I wonder, does his brother sound that country? Does Sterling sound that country?
Nah, Sterling. Sterling probably has the twang, but he's just not as outspoken and boastful.
Because I wouldn't even know Sterling Sharp's voice if he...
Sterling used to do stuff on set.
He did NFL Countdown or something?
On ESPN, yeah.
ESPN, okay.
Yeah, Sterling used to do that.
That's right, he did like in the late 90s, early 2000s, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because his career, when his career got cut short.
Yeah.
Because he had neck...
neck injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sterling Sharp was bad, man.
Then Brett Favre might have got another ring off if he'd have stayed around.
Would have been nice, man. I got one earlier.
Yeah.
Been nice, but yeah.
Man, yakking
Before we get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, we going to talk about Donald Trump throwing paper towels at people?
Oh, man, dude. Like, does he not just give a fuck at all now? Is that what it is? Like... I mean, Puerto Rican people found out they niggas too. That's one thing. Because Puerto Ricans think they were Puerto Ricans are half black, you know, mostly black.
Well, either you're us or you're out. I mean, there's always that.
Well, they learned it though, because
I'm talking about in Trump's eyes. Yeah. Either you one of us, and I mean, since the seven people in his family, or you're out. I mean, that's it. I'm talking about the optics of this thing that bothered me. Like, he was just standing there shooting paper towels at these people. Like, the men that came out that
this is the Philadelphia Soul from the Arena Football.
Like, the men that came out of him saying, putting underneath him shooting that thing that said Kobe.
Yes.
It hurt me. Because I shouldn't be laughing at
that
scenario.
But it was funny, though. It's fucked, because it's a fucked up situation, man.
I shouldn't be laughing at that scenario, but that's how it played out, though. So, we still struggle to think that anybody's that far out of touch with the optics of the things that they do.
But it don't fucking matter, though.
He don't care, though.
But I say, but it doesn't matter. He plays to his base.
All
he need to do is have 35% of the country vote for him, basically. He's get reelected. Because he's going to get reelected, too.
No, he's not.
He's going to get reelected.
He's not going to run again.
I think he will.
I guarantee you.
He got
too
much ego.
I guarantee you, if we're doing this show in 4 years,
he'll run again.
I guarantee you he will not run again.
He'll run again.
And at the time that he doesn't run again, here's the thing. He's opened up the gateways for a whole different type of politics now. Like, anybody's in play. Like, it's crazy. But he truly doesn't care about the optics of what he does. Like, at all.
Because he plays to his base. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I can make 35% of people happy. Fuck everybody else. Fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't care about that, though. That's not my point. My thing isn't about that. Is that, how do you go to a disaster spot and then compare it to another one and say it's not as bad as that
Katrina.
One?
Man, this is bad. And you fucking with Katrina, though.
Like, dude, are you serious? A loss of a life is a tragedy, no matter what. But you then say that it's not as bad. You can't compare.
Like it's like your mother getting shot. Yeah. I'd be like, that ain't as bad as Chris and them. Chris lost his dad and his mom.
I know your mom got shot, but JFK got shot too.
Right.
And that was way worse.
Did you see his head get blown off from the back?
Like, that was way worse than JFK got shot. Like, bruh.
Yeah.
Don't. What?
My mom's gone.
It is the latest line, and I should have started this. It might not be too late for me to go back and do this, but I would like to do like a power ranking of incredibly irreverent moments for Donald Trump.
There's like a long list.
I don't know.
Do you know how long that'll be?
I think Grabber and the Pussy has been living a long life, but I don't know. Going to a country. And then rating the struggles that they're having against the struggles of another country.
I mean, they're U.S. country, though.
Well, they are, but I mean, you know, we don't have 51 states.
Yeah, I mean, they voted to get on the ballot to be 51st.
Yeah, that'd be something. But, you know, he says, hey, we're going to wipe their debt out. Not realizing that a lot of that debt is just privately held by people. So basically, what are you going to do? Pay all this? You going to pay $74 billion worth of debt out to other people?
No.
I'd like to see the Treasury approve that one.
Yeah, I'm not like to see the go ahead.
Probably because if they're going to do that.
I got some student loans.
Some student loans that need to get wiped off the boards, brother.
Let me go down there and get in that hurricane.
I'm telling you right now, that's only a couple. That's some thousands of dollars, yeah, not $74 billion. If you can do that, I know you can easily erase the debt that is happening in this country. If you can erase an entire nation's debt of $74 billion, it's an incredibly irreverent, you know, amount of this. Now, I'll tell you what, if he was 65 or 60, I would agree with you that he would run again.
Yeah.
He'll be 75 when he comes up again. It's not going to happen. But that's okay. He wouldn't be the first guy that didn't. I mean, old man Bush didn't go for a second term when he could have won it.
He did.
What was the last president that didn't run for the second term? Oh, he got defeated. I'm sorry.
He lost to Clinton.
Like, here's my thing is that.
Who's the last old person that didn't run? Nobody. Everybody always tries to get their second term.
Oh, yeah, they do. But he's also got elected as the oldest president of all time,
too. He's the oldest president?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, he can't be the oldest president.
I'll tell you right now, I know this for a fact. He's the oldest president at the time of his election of all time.
Even from back in the day?
Yes, back in the day, they definitely didn't. People didn't live that long back in the day. People was dying of natural causes when they was like 56.
Ronald Reagan is, they said.
When he got elected? Mm-hmm. How old was Reagan when he got elected?
69.
Trump was 70 when he got elected.
Oh, no. Okay, previously was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, yeah. Trump is the oldest president of all time.
Now Trump is the old. Okay.
Yeah. He's also richer than all the other presidents put together.
Hillary would have been tied with
Reagan.
With Reagan if she would have got elected.
These are problems on nuts to self why all these things are happening. I think if you want to be more in touch with the country, you should probably have somebody that's more unilateral.
I mean, Reagan reran. I mean, they said he was senile most like the. They said Bush basically ran the country the last 2 years.
Well, yeah.
They said he was senile basically the last 2 years of his presidency.
Yeah, I mean, you know, old man Bush probably is the most connected president we've had in.
On the low, low. Like on the low, 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 low.
Ever? In the modern age of how the country works?
You're talking about with the last 50 years then? 16, let's go from 1950s.
Yeah, go from the advent of the CIA. So that'd be the 50s. You know,
because I was before that, Teddy Roosevelt would probably have been the most connected.
The intelligence. Well, I'm talking about intelligence. All the stuff that he's got on.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Teddy. People just gave Teddy information on back in the day.
Like, Teddy Roosevelt was
just a gangster.
Teddy Roosevelt was Indiana Jones. So I mean, you got a dude just out here just operating on fumes. Like, he's operating on fumes.
You think he's trying to get himself impeached at this point? Kind of like a...
No, I don't think he's trying to do anything other than what he thinks about within whatever his whim is at that moment.
Fuck it, I'm going to shoot towels at people.
And there's people... Like, he was shooting towels in the crowd to people that was, like, begging for aid a week ago. You show up, he doesn't even interact with the people ever. He just stands behind a security line.
Kobe.
And literally shoots rolls of paper towels at these people. And it was only like 25, 30 people there because they're like, I ain't this cat. Like, he ain't going to give us nothing.
And those people got paid to be there.
I'm sure they did. They gave them the rest of those.
It's like, papers. You want your power back on?
They gave them the rest of those paper towels when he stopped throwing them at them.
When we need those, going to go and roll those into the truck. Wow. Like, I don't even know what to say about this shit, man. It's fucking amazing, actually.
It's something to see.
I mean, good old...
I'm past that point of being amongst the people that are, like, just continually stunned by it. Because at this point, I feel like that's just being ridiculous to be stunned.
Yeah, you know what the fuck
you still have these people, like, Facebook has been a wasteland for like the last 2 months where like people are just steadily saying the same things over and over again. I'm like, how can you still not be adjusted to this?
Yeah. Because I still think it's so unbelievable, people don't. Even still, though. Like,
I get it, but I think you, at a certain point, you have to be a smart enough person to react to how things are. Like, there's nothing that could happen. There's nothing that could happen at this point that would surprise me, let alone elicit a response from me like that. I mean, he could say something where I would just. He couldn't. I don't really think there's anything he could say outside of calling me out individually.
Like, man.
Like, where I wake up in the morning and, like, he has, like, added me on Twitter or something, I'd be like. What the hell did I do?
What if he said, man, these niggas.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. There's nothing he could do that would surprise me. I'm in the minority. He could say that and I wouldn't make a Facebook status about it. I'd be like, well.
You didn't think that wasn't possible?
Did you, for some reason, think that this wasn't going to happen?
What if you put OJ on his cabinet?
Yeah, why not?
The topic. OJ back.
OJ is back. Bill the Night King crossed the wall on Game of Thrones, so OJ crossed the wall the same time. Yeah, I didn't even think that was something we had to talk about. OJ.
Did you see the first interview with OJ?
Did you see when OJ got out of jail and he rode that dragon out of the jail and blew it at and blew a wall down in jail and flew
somebody
through?
Called him like the Bird King or something like that, and he was like, "Damn, man, I ain't even been out 24 hours yet, man."
When cats get out of jail, they want a cheeseburger though. That is a consistent play.
And Burger King for some reason, too, or whatever.
I got locked up once, and first thing I had was Wingstop. I had, man, take me and give me some wings, Wingstop, man.
They're going to give me some wings. I feel you. Man.
Take me and give me some wings, man.
OJ is back. Well, I wonder what OJ's doing right now. This would be like the beginning of a sketch. I wonder what OJ's doing right now.
These are times that we need Dave Chappelle in.
Oh my god. Like an OJ sketch of OJ getting out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, he said, I was locked up for 8 years, man. I don't know what's going on out in these streets. He said something like that. He's like, what you gonna do now? He's like, I don't know. I've been locked up 8 years. I'm trying to figure this all out.
Yeah. Go say what's up to your daughter.
How long does it take OJ to get on Twitter?
Go say what's up to your daughter. She's pregnant.
Is she? Which one?
Chloe.
Oh, shut up. Which I believe is true on the low, potentially.
She's husky like OJ.
Husky. Got them big-ass, broad-ass shoulders, them big-ass hands.
She built like Shannon Sharp. Maybe we need to get Khloe Kardashian in a black and mild. She knows she probably drinks some Hennessy.
Nah, Tristan Thompson seems like he's the type of dude. He's real millennial looking.
Yeah, that's fair.
He drinks champagne.
Champagne spritzes.
Yeah, because he doesn't drink that much. Since it's season's here and he started, Khloe, I can't drink.
Tighten up.
And he's from Canada, too. Shout out to my Canadians. How long do you think before we get out of this finish is OJ? How long do you think OJ before he gets on Twitter?
OJ's pretty old. Like.
But OJ would thrive on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or does he do that or Instagram?
How much do we really know about OJ's personality like that, though? Like, I don't really.
That's what he lived off of.
OJ seems like, yeah, he's got that personality, that public personality.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
that's what I'm talking about.
But those cats from that age, like, they the cats that be tweeting and don't even realize they tweeting. Like, there's, like, all lowercase letters. And, like, it's like they send a text message.
Inbox.
Like, are we even sure OJ can text?
Yeah, text messages. We act like OJ been gone 20 years.
I get that they were out, but are we sure that OJ can text, though? Like, old cats don't be able to text. Like, OJ looked like the type of cat that have a signature line in his text messages. The juice.
It'll be like. So maybe Instagram may be better.
It'd be like, what you up to? Nothing's capitalized, no punctuation, and then he just like, the juice. And it's like, what the fuck, OJ? What does that mean? I don't know.
Then he'd be like, what you talking about? The juice. And then like, why
yes.
Do you
have exactly.
Why do you have a tagline? What do you mean a tagline? The juice. It told me to put
OJ
it in my name.
OJ the type of cat that's going to put the phone down and just call you.
Because he'd be like, oh, man, what you talking about?
Well, you know what? If OJ call you, you better answer. You don't want him stopping over.
You better answer. That's wrong. We better wrap it up. Email us straightolc@gmail.com. StraightOLC on Twitter. Straight Lowcast fan page as always. Make sure y'all do y'all homework. We appreciate y'all as always. Peace.
I be on the miles with that yak hard yesterday, Skip. I be on these miles of hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me.
That,
let me celebrate. I be on the miles. You talking crazy. You need to quit, Skip. You need to quit, Skip. You need to quit. Let me celebrate. You talking crazy. You need to quit, Skip. You need to quit, Skip. Skip, 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 Skip. If a frog had pockets, he would carry a knife, stab the snake before it ate him. If a frog had pockets, he would carry a knife, stab the snake.